All right, on this Wednesday morning, lots of local races to focus in on. State rep, school board, city council, mayor's race, and the St. Clair County Community College Board of Trustees. Joining us right now is candidate for SC4 trustee, Edward Amiot. Edward, good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
Well, good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me on.
As I do with everybody, I'll ask you to just kind of introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wonderful. Well, my name is Edward Amiot. Obviously, I'm running for SC4 trustee. I am a business owner. I am a Kimball firefighter trainee. I am a pilot. I am a father and a husband, which are my two most important jobs. I love this country. I love our county. And I need to get in the arena and get to work here at the college, and I look forward to having that opportunity.
And what made you decide that you wanted to run for this seat on the SC4 board?
Well, I'm in a unique position, Paul, in my industry. We are in an absolute dire need for trainees, for vocations. We need people in the field. We need people in our industry. And currently at SC4, there is no construction training vocations whatsoever. Also, as a pilot, I've noticed a very unique, I guess you can say, rift of opportunity at our international airport. We have a beautiful aviation training center. The state of Michigan actually just came in last year, resurfaced our primary runway, and put in a brand new lighting system for our nav lights at the airport as well. And I would love to see an aviation training program at SC4 as well.
Training programs like that, aviation or construction, are those typically offered at the college level? You know, are there other community colleges in Michigan that offer similar programs?
Oh, certainly. At Macomb Community College, there are several different programs. Heating and cooling, plumbing, there's project and construction management available. It's a fairly standard thing at a lot of the larger community colleges, and I really think with the great base of people that we have in St. Clair County and abroad, that we really need to make an investment in that.
What would it take to get those kind of programs off the ground here at SC4?
Well, the first thing is willing and qualified teachers and trainees. And, of course, a willing base of students that would like to come in and focus on those trades. Another important wheel to that, I believe, would be job placement. Why would someone want to make the investment without having some form of guarantee or a path to employment? Well, being in the unique position that I am as a builder and the numerous number of businesses that I interface on a daily, weekly, and yearly basis with, I have been strategically aligning other companies, whether they're competitors or not, to work with a job placement program with the college if and when we are able to establish this program.
Have you ever served on a board or a commission or anything of this type before?
Well, I've been a member of the Knights Columbus since 2003. I'm also a Rotary member here in Richmond. Essentially, on this level, not exactly. However, I've been a very active individual in my community, and I've got a very good idea of how, you know, these things work. And really, all it takes is a little bit of inspiration and a little bit of fire under your rear end and some hard work, and just about anything's possible, especially in this beautiful country.
I noticed that you're running a campaign as a Republican for trustee, although this is a nonpartisan office. I'm just wondering why you're placing the emphasis on your political affiliation in your campaign.
Well, my biggest problem, and I'm sure this is the issue with most people, when it comes to politics, people can say or say that they align with certain things and then turn around 3 years later and do the polar opposite of what they intended to do. With me, I want people to know where I stand, who I am, where my values align. The values of the Republican Party and Donald Trump, I really do align with them. Now, they are not perfect necessarily, but I think they're a phenomenal rubric. Donald Trump has predicated a lot of his campaign, both in 2016 and here in 2020, upon bringing jobs back to America, skilled trades, namely. The reason that I've aligned with that party is because I think that they are doing the best and the most good to promote American jobs and to bring the trades back to this nation, and I want people to know where I stand.
Talking with Edward Amiot, he is one of five candidates running for two open seats on the SC4 Board of Trustees. Edward, what do you think the college is doing well? What could it do better? And obviously you've identified programs that you'd like to see at the college. And what is your overall vision for the college?
Well, what I feel that they're doing well is they are attempting to add as many students and more teachers to their lineup as possible. What I do not feel that they are doing well is they are sort of omitting the vocations almost as a whole. There is absolutely nothing that touches on any form of construction, vocational training whatsoever. Of course, there's nothing with aviation whatsoever. And my vision for the college is a vision for the future. We're in a very unique time here. Regardless if you think it's silly or not, President Trump has formed Space Force. Now, that's interesting to me because essentially we now have a dedicated wing of our U.S. military for the exploration and study of space and space technology for the first time in our history. This is very interesting to me because, as you know, since the dawn of man, human innovation has been pushed by the study and development of military technology since the dawn of history. Now that we have formated Space Force, I see a lot of motion in the industry of aviation and space as a whole. Pardon me, if you look even in just the private industry with SpaceX, Elon Musk, they're doing phenomenal things. And this is almost a perfect storm. My vision is to bring a training program for the future for St. Clair and for St. Clair Community College that could be a feeder program to bring people into aviation as pilots, private pilots, mechanics, and help them on their next step, whether that be the commercial industry, United States military. But we need to be a local feeder that brings our good people to the next level, gives them the tools they need for success, and helps us all move into this new generation of space.
A lot of potential, for sure, here in Southeast Michigan and here in St. Clair County as well. Edward, as people make their choice as to who to put on the SC4 Board of Trustees, why should they vote for you?
Well, you know where I stand. There's no question where I align. I'm going to work my rear end off to do everything humanly possible in there to make these changes. I started my business in 2010 at the tender age of 22. Pardon me. I've been self-employed for 10 years. That doesn't come from someone that sits on the couch. I get out. I work my butt off every day. I do what it takes, and I will not stop.
Edward, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck in the home stretch of the campaign. Good luck on November 3rd.
Thank you very much, Paul. You guys have a great day.
You too. Take care.
God bless America.
8894 9300 or visit PrevNAR13.com. Ask your doctor or